This news update is being brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. After several months of planning and construction, the new multi-use pavilion in Port Austin is done. The pavilion is located at 8861 Line Street, which is where a former gymnasium was that had been dormant for many years. The new four-season open-air pavilion facility will be ready for use and viewing on August 31st. The $4.6 million pavilion will serve as a hub for farmers markets, special events, and can be used for winter activities as well. In the winter, the pavilion can be used as an ice rink for hockey, figure skating, and curling. In the summer, it can be used for farmers markets, craft events, and portable pickleball nets. Shuffleboard courts, cornhole boards are available to be used. And the facility's multi-use design makes it a key location for a wide variety of community events. And Lake Township officials are putting a proposed recreational camping ordinance on hold following continued opposition from residents. The township board voted unanimously on August 20th the table proposal, which officials review the regulations and concerns raised by property owners. The draft ordinance would set different rules for camping on developed and vacant property. Camping on land with a residence would generally be limited to 14 days within a two-month period without a permit. Camping on vacant property would require a temporary use permit and generally be limited to 14 days within 4 months. The proposal also covers setbacks, sanitation, camper storage, and enforcement. Township officials say the goal is to prevent campers from becoming unregulated seasonal or permanent residences. Residents raise concerns about property rights and restrictions on smaller lots. The board is expected to revisit the proposal on September the 17th. As Michigan students return to the classroom, state officials are reminding families about a confidential program that allows students to report potential threats and safety concerns. OK to Say allows students to submit tips involving possible harm or criminal activity affecting students, school employees, or school property. The program operates through the Michigan State Police Office of School Safety and is available to public and private schools statewide. Since launching in 2014, OK to Say has received more than 78,000 tips. State officials say nearly 10,800 tips were submitted during 2025, the program's second highest annual total. Attorney General Dana Nessel says the system gives students a confidential way to report concerns they may become aware of before adults do. Tips can involve a range of student safety issues and may be submitted by phone, text, online, email, or the OK to Say mobile app. Officials stress that OK to Say is intended for non-emergency reports. Anyone aware of an immediate threat of violence or another emergency should contact law enforcement or call 911. And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, this is Brad Jenks, sales manager at Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event now through August 31st. Select Ford models qualify for 0% financing for 3 years plus $1,000 bonus cash. That's on the Bronco Sport, Bronco, Explorer, Ranger, and the F-150. Drive a 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend 4x4 for just $398 a month for 48 months with $2,000 due at signing. Step up to the full-size 2026 Bronco Big Bend 4x4 four-door 4x4, only $478 a month for 48 months with $2,000 due at signing. Move your family into a 2026 Explorer Active with Leather 4x4, $463 a month for 36 months with $2,000 due at signing. Or get America's best-selling truck, the 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 with the 2.7 EcoBoost, just $516 a month for 36 months with $2,000 due at signing. Plus, for a limited time, there's now a $3,000 Super Duty owner loyalty incentive. Summer savings on your next ride are at Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Payments are using AZ Plan pricing with 10,500 miles per year with $2,000 due at signing on 3- and 4-year terms with trade-in assist and lease renewal. No security deposit required. Current offers end August 31st, 2026.
And your obituaries for this hour, we have Kevin James Goretzky of Port Austin, who passed away on August 21st. Kevin was born on March 2nd of 1953 and leaves behind his wife Bonnie and his children Stacy, Jeff, and Megan, as well as his grandchildren, siblings, and extended family. A memorial visitation will be held Saturday, August 29th at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Port Austin, Michigan, from 9 a.m. to time of service at 11 a.m. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to Henry Ford Health Pancreatic Cancer Research Center or to the family towards establishment of a memorial scholarship for a North Huron student pursuing an agricultural career. We have Sheila Beth Davis, age 79, of Bad Axe, who passed away August 21st. She is survived by her daughter Laura, as well as Carol, and her sister Sharon. Visitation will be held at McAlpin Funeral Home on Thursday, August 27th from 11 till 12 noon, and a celebration of life will be held on Thursday, August 27th at noon at McAlpin Funeral Home. Graveside service will follow at Riverside Cemetery on Ebby Road in Elkton, Michigan. The family requests attendees wear blue in honor of the deceased, and in lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the family to cover funeral costs or send to the Thumb Animal Shelter. You can share your condolences with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. We also have Mary Louise Payerk, 88 years old, of Kendi, who passed away August 24th. She was born February 12th, 1938. And on January 2nd, 1956, she married Donald Payerk. Mary Louise is survived by her husband Donald, her sons Russell and Ronald, her daughters Michelle and Darcel, her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Mass of Christian burial for Mary Louise Payerk will be held Friday, August 28th at St. Mary of Saskatchewan Church, Annunciation of the Lord Parish of Kendi at 11 a.m. Burial will follow at the Rapson Cemetery. Visitation will be on Thursday, August 27th from 4 to 8 p.m. at McAlpin Funeral Home Gage Chapel in Kendi, and also from 10 a.m. until time of service at the church. Memorials may be made to Safe Place Women's Shelter in Bad Axe, Michigan. You can share your condolences with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. Ona Lee Kelly passed away Saturday, August 22nd. She was born April 21st, 1929, in Pinnebog, Michigan. In accordance with Ona Lee's wishes, cremation will take place at Sunset Valley Crematory in Bay City. There will not be any services, and Ona Lee is survived by her son Terry, her grandson James, her special friend of 38 years, Sharon Nye, and many nieces and nephews. You can share your condolences with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. And Bertha Alberto Donado, on August 23rd, passed away. She was born February the 24th, 1930. Bertha married the love of her life, Gordon Dondano, on August 12th, 1950. She leaves behind generations of family who would carry with them the memories, traditions, recipes, and love she gave so freely throughout her life. Funeral service for Bertha will be held on Wednesday, August 26th at 11 a.m., with visitation from 10 a.m. until time of service. Memorials in Bertha's name may be offered to the Kendi Presbyterian Food Pantry. You can share your thoughts, memories, and prayers with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
One website, local businesses, plenty of savings. Discover the thumbnet.net coupon and flyer page today. Every week, local businesses post their latest deals and promotions. The question is, are you seeing them? Find them all at thumbnet.net. Businesses like Caseville Family Market, Ashley Home Store, Brown's Marketplace of Deckerville, Harbor Beach, and Sandusky, Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seabween Ace Hardware, and Pigeon and Elkton One Stop. Before you shop, stop at thumbnet.net. Browse local coupons, weekly flyers, special promotions, and money-saving deals, all in one convenient location. Thumbnet.net, your connection to local savings.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. Fast-moving wildfires near Reno, Nevada have consumed thousands of acres, prompting regional emergency declarations and mandatory evacuation notices for outlying residential areas. Dynamic wind patterns and dry brush have severely hampered initial containment efforts, keeping fire crews on high alert. Emergency management teams have set up temporary shelters and urge residents along the fire's perimeter to monitor real-time evacuation routes. Additional hotshot crews and aerial tankers are currently being deployed to bolster local firefighting teams. And Washington announced an expanded regime of secondary sanctions designed to penalize foreign financial institutions and commercial firms doing businesses with targeted international entities. The measures aim to plug regulatory loopholes that allowed restricted commodities to bypass trade monitoring. International banking networks are reviewing compliance protocols to avoid accidental exposure to the new enforcement mechanisms. Global market analysts expect brief operational friction in international energy and commodities trading. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe.
Brighten up your style and receive a free bracelet from Pandora at McKenzie Jewelers at the north side of Bad Axe. Shop McKenzie Jewelers' vast Pandora collection. Spend $135 or more on Pandora jewelry and receive a free bracelet up to $100 value. Unlock even more choices when you spend $250 or more in Pandora jewelry and receive a free Pandora bracelet up to $180 value. Offers valid now through Tuesday, September 8th. This is a great time to purchase Pandora for gift giving for the special ones on your list, or treat yourself and add more Pandora to your jewelry collection. McKenzie Jewelers is located in the Bad Axe Shopping Center on the north side of Bad Axe. Free bracelet with qualifying purchase available August 20th through September 8th, while supplies last. Restrictions apply. See McKenzie Jewelers for details.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.